Hey everyone, welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, a podcast that will delve into what it's like to not only immigrate to one of our prairie provinces, but we will also explore what it means to work, live, and study in Western Canada. We will profile various communities, discover post-secondary education options, report on jobs that are high in demand, and of course, chat about what you need to know for living life on the prairies. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubinek, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast.
Why, hello, my friends. I have some pretty exciting news for you, especially for those interested in growing their Canadian communities through immigration. I have to be honest, I have searched and searched, and let me tell you, I have not come across a conference that brings together rural Canadian businesses, municipal governments, and their economic developers, as well as their citizens, to discuss if immigration is right for their communities, as well as their businesses. And I know immigration can be very complex at first, and a community needs to understand why immigration is important. And then secondly, once they understand why immigration is important, to see if it is for them. With this in mind, on February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we will be hosting Immigration on the Prairies Virtual Summit. This summit will have you go from not knowing where to begin to seeing if immigration is for your community, to understanding what immigration is, how it can be used as an economic growth strategy, and if it truly is something you should consider. I will leave a link for the pre-registration in my show notes. However, you can also log on to 100thMeridianImmigration.ca. You will see the link to register as well. I hope to see you at the first online conference of its kind to realize the importance of immigration on the prairies. All right, now let's count down to business. Seriously, business. That's what I want to talk to you about today. And I have a question for you, my friends, and for everyone that's living on the prairies. Have you ever wondered how you can reduce 35% of the businesses throughout Canada, specifically in your community? Well, I'll be honest, I'm pretty sure you have not asked yourself this question, but I bet you a free ticket to my summit that you have heard the question put to you in another way, a simple, short sentence along with this line, don't let them buy, or I hope those business owners don't sell it to them. Now, let's examine this a little bit further, and who is them, and what am I talking about? Them are our immigrants and newcomers. And what we are saying is that these people do not know the unconscious outcomes of what they are speaking of and what their sentence will be doing to the community. All right, so let's start with this example. A gas station in a small town that is for sale for a couple of years finally is able to sell their business to an interested party. But here's the thing, they are not local people. They are newcomers to Canada or will immigrate to Canada if successful in purchasing their business. When this trickles through town, some people will respond with this exact statement, don't let them buy. Oh, gee, I hope that those business people don't sell it to them. And now, in turn, what I want our municipal elected officials to do, as well as our economic developers and those people who truly care about the livelihood of our community, you can turn around to those tiny small group of naysayers and just tell them simply that you want your community to thrive and prosper and that they should be beaming with excitement. You can let them know that when people buy a business, be it if they're from the city, if they're from another province, or if they're immigrants, that is culturally and economically better for us all. We need people here to keep our school, hospital, and recreation services alive. If we do not welcome people from the outside of our community, such as immigrants, you will face the consequences, not them. These immigrants have many options to buy all over Canada, and we should be beaming with excitement that they found this business and that they chose our community. And those would be the simple statements I would respond with to the naysayers. So further, here's the actual why we should be excited when immigrants want to buy in our communities. If we need something further to, you know, besides saying that we need to keep our schools and hospitals and recreation services alive, we should also be excited and enthused when someone from outside our community buys, and more than likely a newcomer saying, yes, I'm interested, I can buy this business. Because it's a statistical fact that close to 35% of all businesses in our country are owned and operated by newcomers, or as we sometimes call them, immigrants, with predominantly those participating in restaurants, grocery stores, logistics, and the technology sector. Now, thinking about this, as a farmer, I own a farm myself with my husband, I would like to extend a big thank you to all of our newcomers in this country, because without them, our produce would not get to you. And heck, without them, you would have a pretty poor selection of restaurants, grocery stores, and so on. So there's just a simple example of why newcomers are important to your town and what they bring. Now, each province throughout Canada does have their own entrepreneurship streams when it comes to immigration. However, to qualify for them and who is eligible does really vary. These are fantastic immigration programs that are underutilized by communities throughout the prairies at a time when small businesses are struggling to sell. So this is why I truly believe that encouraging our small businesses and our communities to look at selling to the world is very important than just trying to sell to locals as well. We should be open-minded, and we should be ready, and we should be knowledgeable as to what immigration programs are out there in our provinces that can help our local businesses to sell their businesses so they aren't boarded up and therefore a business is lost in our community. I'm often asked by economic developers how they can help, and I simply say, become aware, as I just said, of the immigration programs for entrepreneurs that you have available in your province. You don't have to do the work, because it is a lot of work. So I'm not saying that you have to as an economic developer or as a municipal government elected official or staff person that you have to do the work, the paperwork. You just have to be knowledgeable of the business resources that immigrants and our business owners can access. I always say your community just has to have the will to do it. And once you have the will, you'll get the knowledge. And once you have the knowledge, you will attract new people to buy and purchase your businesses. So let's take a closer look at the Rural Entrepreneurship Stream in Alberta. The Rural Entrepreneurship Stream allows Alberta to nominate qualified and capable entrepreneurs who want to start a new or buy an existing business in rural Alberta. I particularly enjoy this specific stream in our provinces because there is a handful of communities that are participating, and the interested buyer mostly is connected with a local economic developer or a local municipal rep. The people usually do require an in-person visit, but website-based information sessions may be actually still what's being required due to COVID. I'm not really sure. So if you are interested in this stream that I'm going to use as an example today, or any other stream in our prairie provinces, you should really check with the local community to see if they are encouraging on-site visits, or they want you to just connect with them on the web and start from there. So what really happens in the Rural Entrepreneurship Stream in Alberta is that the newcomer or the immigrant will identify a business in that town, and they will say, hey, I'm really interested in purchasing that business, or I have a startup idea that I think is going to work in your community. So they meet with the representatives. So again, that could be your economic developer, or it could be a local municipal rep or staff member, and you will work with them to see if you're a fit for their community in terms of, again, existing businesses for sale or starting up a new business that you may have in mind. So when you start working with these people, there are a couple of parameters that they do usually have to meet, right? So every province has their own set of prerequisites that the potential newcomer needs to meet in order to even satisfy the basic requirements. So in terms of being successful for this program in Alberta, for the rural stream, besides meeting with the representative, you would need to meet the minimum, such things as having a minimum of 3 years of experience as an active business owner, manager, or a minimum of 4 years of experience as a senior manager within the past 10 years. You also do have to have a Canadian language benchmark of 4. So that means the principal applicant will have to take an IELTS or a CELPEP if they're in Canada. They would have to have a minimum education of high school. Their net worth between them and their spouse would have to be $300,000, and willing to invest a minimum of $200,000 Canadian. There are more details, but I think you get the picture of the requirements a person wanting to buy a business through this stream would be requiring. So getting back to meeting with the representative, I think is really important because the Alberta Rural Entrepreneur Stream requires the individual to gather the following information in their exploratory visit. And again, this is true for a lot of other programs. I like it because they really have to get to know the community and see if it is a fit for themselves. as well as the community saying that this business idea or these people are a fit for our community. So they have to collect such things as the name of the professional business service providers or settlement organizations that they're going to visit during their trip, who they've met with, their contact information, a description of the activities and meetings that they held with the business establishment that they want to purchase, their details of the visits to expanding business locations, meeting with current owners. If they're planning to purchase an existing business, they should include such things as the name, location, again, current owners, their contact information, and just basically how you see yourself taking it over. There are other requirements such as the number of employees, but that's getting into a lot of detail. Again, I just want to give you an example of what streams are available. And the Alberta Rural Stream is a great one that I like because you have to really work with the local community. And I know these local communities are very open for economic development. So I will put that in my show notes as well as a link to that stream. And I have provided links to each of the Prairie provinces who do have similar programs as well. Because in addition to this stream, this province, as well as the other provinces, do have like agriculture streams for people interested in buying farms. There's international graduates who have graduated from Canada, who are from international countries that want to buy businesses. They actually have streams for them as well. So again, as a community, I strongly suggest that you start checking out what your province has available and how you can participate with the province to build a stronger business community for your town. As a community on the prairies, and as you head into 2023, I would put on the top of my strategic economic plan to learn about the provincial programs that are in place for you as a community and for your business owners to sell abroad. Further, it would be a great idea to work with these people in your town to dedicate a place on your website about the business opportunities for newcomers and immigrants from overseas. I would direct traffic to your website by getting on social platforms like LinkedIn, Instagram, and so on, where entrepreneurs from around the world can see you. The more you know, the better you and your community will be. As I always say, I am here to assist you if you need any more advice or just to chat about it. To close this episode, I want to congratulate all the newly elected municipal officials throughout Canada who are now our leaders for the next 4 years. I wish you all my best. I would also like our leaders to strongly support economic development and, more importantly, to consider if immigration could be your main economic strategy for your community. Because like the stats prove, 35% of your business community relies on immigrants. And this, my friend, will only continue to grow. So you do have two options. Fight this and die, or embrace it and grow. The choice is yours.
Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. Or if you're an international student, we got a do-it-yourself guide also available on our website at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca. Both are great resources to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you're interested in learning more about this topic in this episode, would like to receive more information about life on the prairies or further immigration career tips, then connect with this Canadian Prairie Girl, immigration at 100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got guns to my left, wheat fields to my right. Country roads, I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home.